One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey everybody, it's the interview queen Alicia Toot here, as seen weekly on MLW and previously on Impact Wrestling and AEW. If you've yet to check out some of the most awesome interviews as of late, be sure to check out Cassio's Cut. You may see a certain interview queen on there.
Just can't get enough Cassio? Well, you can check out more of Cassio by listening to the Jimbo and Cassio Morning Show live 6 to 10 a.m. Central on TheRocket951.com.
Girl has realized that her boyfriend, and this going out for 4 years, and living together for 4 years, and she has realized that her boyfriend this whole time has been, as she says, crouching like Gollum on the toilet to use the bathroom instead of just sitting like everybody else. He feels like this is a more productive way to visit the bathroom. I think just sitting down is the answer. I think let's just keep sitting down.
Here's what I'm picturing now. I might face the wall and hold on to the tank like it's the side of the pool. You know what I mean? If we're standing, all bets are off, man. Where'd you go? You know what I'm talking about. Let's just turn around.
But you're still crouched like Gollum. You're just facing the wall.
If we're going the squat method.
So you're facing the wall.
Now I'm facing the wall.
You got that right hand out propped up against the wall.
No, I might go edge of the tank. Like, you know, you're in the pool. Like the divers, you're about to back dive in.
Listen live online or download the Rocket app for your tablet or smartphone. Just search WRTT Rocket 95.1 in the Apple or Google Play Store.
What's up, Candy Lickers? Pleased to meet you. Nice to know me. What you doing? You're listening to another edition of Cassio's Cut.
Hey, kid, look at me. Let's burn down the school with gasoline. Say, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Say, white trash.
White trash.
Hey, kid, it's party time. We're kicking out the jams like the MC5.
What's goody? Got a fun edition for you today with my boy Jimbo Wood. Facts. We took a trip down to Panama City Beach for a work trip that's basically turns into a vacation, but we do have to do work while we're there. Jimbo and Cassio on Rocket 95.1 in Huntsville, Alabama, which you can listen to anywhere. Just go to therocket951.com and listen on your browser, or you can download the Rocket 95.1 WRTT app wherever you get your other favorite apps and listen anywhere you want. And if you know anything about the morning show, is that Jimbo always tries to get me to do crazy things on the show. I seem to be the quote-unquote crazy guy. And this time when we went to the beach, my whole goal was to get him to do something crazy. And two things blossomed out of this as the week went along. One, figured out that he is almost 60 years old and has never gotten a massage in his life. And so we decided to let him get a massage. We then also talked him in to getting his chest waxed. Yes, just like the movie 40-Year-Old Virgin, we got Jimbo to wax his chest. We had two lovely ladies from the Aquarius Spa at the Holiday Inn Resort in Panama City. Jana and Tatiana both take care of my boy Jimbo. And, of course, I'm going to stick a mic in his face when this happens. But before we get to the audio, please do me a favor. If you want to help this podcast grow into bigger and better things. We hope you can do the little things like follow us on social media, subscribe to us on YouTube, comment, like, and wherever you listen to this podcast, if it's got a review feature, please leave a review and rate it. I'm not even telling you what to rate it. Rate it honestly. Leave an honest review. I don't care if it's bad or good. Doesn't matter to me. Just please subscribe, like, rate, comment, the whole shebang. We got a lot of new things over at merchandise headquarters, CassiosCuts.com. Make sure you check that out if you have not recently. We've got the work shirts. We've got the golf shirts. We've got the ladies' tank tops. We've got the tank tops for guys as well, of course. We've got face masks over there. We've got koozies over there. Gots to get you ready for summer. Follow us on social media at Cassio's Cut. That's on Twitter. That's on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Cassio's Cut, and you will pop up in any of that social media. Follow my personal account at The Cassio Kid and stay up to date on everything that is not podcast related there as well. And be sure to hit me up on social media because it looks like there's a possible Cassio's Cut spinoff in the works. An entirely separate, we'll just say entity that could be spinning off very, very, very soon here from Cassio's Cut podcast. So hit me up. Let me know what you think it might be. There's a spinoff coming very, very soon. That's all I can tell you right now. It is in the works, and it will launch very soon as possible. Now that we got the housekeeping out of the way, let's turn these mics on. Jimbo, why don't you hold this while you get introduced. Now check out Jimbo. We're going to do his spa day.
Are we live on Facebook?
We're live on Facebook.
Hey, Facebook, I'm about to get chest waxed. What's happening in the world? Do you know what Cassio just called this? Jimbo's spa day.
The Jimbo spa day.
These are words that have never even occurred to me before. I want to introduce Jana. This is Jana. She is the...
How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Let our listeners hear your fabulous accent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm original from Ukraine, this way.
Are you?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And you're in Panama City about
Jimbo
to
really likes her.
Wax the hair off my chest.
Yes. Yes. What I would like
you
to do this.
Yes, she's ready. She's ready.
I'm super nervous.
You don't have to, because we're going to use a new generation wax. It's called hard wax. It's less pain and very quick.
That I like.
Professional. You're going to enjoy this. Absolutely.
He's never been to a spa. He's never had anything waxed. He's never had a massage. This is his first everything, okay?
It's going to be your amazing experience.
Is it going to hurt?
I promise you. No.
I'm 59-year-old virgin at the spa.
You look great for your age.
Yeah.
Thank you very
there
much.
There we go.
Can John we get him? And I will be having mimosas in a
can
few
we,
minutes.
Can we? Can we get him a facial? Maybe.
Absolutely.
A facial.
Oh yeah.
What did this day turn into?
It's today's your day. She said yes. Today is your day.
I've never had a my day. This is kind of exciting. Mm-hmm.
You know, I will make sure you have an amazing experience and you always will come back to this spa. No matter this place or other place, it's going to be your favorite things to do for self and spoil self.
Yes.
Jana,
say those favorite words. Jimbo, lay down.
You have to spoil self.
You have to spoil self.
I've never spoiled myself. This is the first time.
I will teach you how to do this.
Okay. Yes.
Deal.
Beautiful.
I think it's time.
Okay, so we're going to start. Please lay on your back with face up. And I'm going to step out. All right. So you have to take off your t-shirts.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to need to
your use shirt.
For this time, yes.
Yes. Okay, we can stay right here. Okay. Take it off.
Okay.
Jimbo, you don't want privacy. Take it off. You're live on Facebook.
I don't care who sees my stupid 59-year-old body.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Could you guys please put on a
yes,
chair?
Yes, I'll be here.
Yes, and on your back with face up, all right?
My back here.
Yes, sir.
Head. Mm-hmm.
Head right here.
All right, I'm going to kick these off.
Take the shoes off. Spoil yourself, Jimbo. Oh, blanket's back.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And try to scoop down on a table so your head can be on. Okay, that's perfect.
When do you take your pants off?
All right.
Never.
Oh, I'm getting a hole.
It's fine. It's fine. All right, guys.
Oh, yeah. Tuck you in. See, I'm going to tuck you in, guys.
See, I have no chest hair.
You're going to have to work to... You're going to work to figure out my chest hair because it's just not there. Never
it's
came in.
It's a little bit.
It
never came in.
She said, it's a little... Oh, what's that going on? Tell us what's going on over here.
This is hard wax.
Oh.
Mm. Yes.
She's got a little mini crock pot over there.
We're going to use this without ridges, so we're going to just apply on your skin.
All right.
And with fast moving... Just take away.
I've seen videos. I watched the 40-year-old virgin. I know what's happening.
How nervous are you right now, Jimbo?
Out of my mind.
Oh, we got powder. Oh, yeah. I'm going to put the microphone up so they can hear the...
A lady's rubbing my chest.
Yeah. Don't be that guy.
This is my job. I'm like a doctor, you know, so...
Doesn't happen much. You know, a little bit exciting.
This goes right in line with your massage movement.
I'm great. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. You smell like a giant baby. Level of 1 to panic. Where are you?
8.5.
Oh, I say get it super hot. You might need to get down in there. Oh, look, it's like paint.
We all have different level of the pain.
Oh, yeah, we do. His is high.
On my sensitive area.
Oh. She checked it on her sensitive part of her arm, Jimbo. Her sensitive.
Jonna, I have a question.
Absolutely.
We have a beach day planned today. Yes. Is my chest going to be like an open wound where I can't get in the water?
I would not recommend, honestly, because exactly you say right, it's going to be open.
Oh, Jimbo.
No water.
Jimbo.
It's the same, guys, like after shaving. If you just shave your legs, girls, guys sometimes. Try to not go in the water right away. Do this at night before.
Okay.
Let your wound to heal. Otherwise, you're going to have irritation.
Okay.
Okay?
So we're going straight to the beach after this.
Get tan. That's it.
Just get tan today, she said. Today, just get tan.
Sunscreen.
I can put sunscreen on it and everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
So aside from getting in the water, I can live my life.
You not just can, you should.
Okay.
Because now very dangerous weather, windy and sunny, so it's easy.
She's looking out for you.
I appreciate it.
Oh, here we go.
Is this the thing?
Here's the wax. No, this is just the wax. How's it feel, Jimbo?
It's hot.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's hot.
I meant the wax.
It feels good going on. I like it.
Oh, that's a big coating.
Yeah.
Do you change the color or is it always that color?
We have different colors. It's independent of the type of the skin for sensitive, you know, for normal skin. I prefer to use wax always for sensitive skin to make sure my customer have less pain.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you, Jonna. Thank you, Jonna.
Oh.
Oh, my God, son of a freaking, what just happened? Nobody warned me.
That's exactly how you're supposed to do it.
Wow.
You want to...
No, there was a thing about to happen. Holy macanoli.
You're strong. By the way, this is very sensitive area.
By the way. By the way.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Freaking ceiling.
Hey, look at that mark. Look where she got him. Oh, yeah. You can't see.
Is it leaving a mark?
You're tearing up. You got tears in your eyes. Oh, gosh. Oh, God, look.
I need another shot.
She's showing you your own chest.
Do it again. Oh, it's a little red.
Yeah.
I can see. Are you taking the hair around my nipple off?
Yeah. Yes.
Will it ever come back?
Please not. I hope not.
I'm going to be the guy with the bare chest. Everybody's going to think he shaves his freaking chest. Mm. I'm going to be that nerd.
Oh, whoa. We're going nip.
Oh, my God.
We're going nip.
Good.
Oh, it's on that areola, too.
Please be careful.
Oh.
He's professional.
Oh, snap.
By the way, on Facebook, they're really excited about your pencil eraser.
I chopped it off with a BB gun one time.
What? Your nipple?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean? How did you chop it off?
It's an abnormal nipple now.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to get him telling this story. While he's telling the story, you go. You just got to keep telling the story. So how did you chop your nipple off with a BB gun?
It was one of those BB guns that just cocks once. It wasn't like a pump BB gun.
Okay.
So it cocked once. I left the thingy down, and when I pulled the trigger, it came zooming back up.
Yeah.
And it, oh, God almighty! And it felt kind of like that. When it hit my nip and chopped most of it off and left it pert for the rest of my life.
Left it pert! He's got perma-pert nips.
Perma-pert.
Perma-pert.
That's what I have.
Did that one hurt less or more than
it
the first one?
Just it all
actually,
hurt.
Actually, it's my first experience, too.
What is?
Working on this area.
Oh! I'm a damn guinea pig!
It's okay today. First, your day is in mine. We should be fine.
Yes!
Now she's going to be able to tell everybody. She
I found the one spa lady who's okay. Never waxed a nip, and it's mine.
I don't think they go that much. All right, Rashad, the Pledge of Allegiance.
What? Oh! Here we go! Pledge of Allegiance to the freaking flag! God!
I had to distract him.
It, you know...
It looks great.
It looks great, Judy!
Judy now attracted to my pert nip.
Hey, don't worry. There's 27 more of these, and you're out of here.
She can't be anywhere close to finish, can she?
Yeah.
Is she almost through?
By the way, your nip is clean. You talk about a smooth, cleaned-out work area. Huh?
I do like a clean workspace.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, she's had to do a triangle around your nip.
Okay. I can't wait to see what she's doing. Yeah. I can't picture it.
Usually it's fast, but why we're doing a couple times, it's very important to do to the way hair grow. Mm. And it's grow around. So mm-hmm. I have to go like all the way around a couple
okay.
times.
All right, good. Yeah, you know, the
she's
more time.
She's putting that much thought into it.
I appreciate it.
Oh,
I do.
Oh, oh.
What? Oh. What are you doing about?
I don't know. I thought she was. Here we go.
Bubba-da.
Judy.
What?
Almost. Just. Oh, she said almost. She said
almost.
That nip ain't done, son.
Oh.
She's got to repaint you. You get a. Yeah.
You need a screen, Kelly.
Kelly Clarkson for the video.
Judy,
get over here so you can get a different angle here.
I thought. You and I did mornings, and I thought we were buds.
Yeah.
You are the responsible for this whole bringing
I didn't
up
even have to talk you into this. You just went, I'll get my chest waxed.
Well.
That's a fact. We have witnesses.
Elise is back there agreeing with you.
Yeah.
I have no recollection of this.
You said right out of the gate, I'll gladly get my chest waxed.
We're going back to the
he
tape.
He said it every single day. Yeah. It wasn't like it was a one and done thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going back to the tape. I think y'all are teaming up against me.
I guess she covers it right after. In case your nipple came off with it.
Help to take away pain.
Oh.
Your pressure.
Oh, pressure takes away the pain.
Thank you, Shauna.
All right, let's do this one with no pressure. She said
there's... You're the technician. Do what you need to do.
Oh, God. Yeah, you don't want a patch.
No.
If it's smooth, it's smooth.
I want it done the first time because this... Guess how many more times I'm going to do this. Goose.
It's going to be your thing now. Yeah.
Elise is back there chiming in.
Of course I am.
Oh, she found a patch, Jimbo.
And Marie's here too.
Marie's here for support.
Judy, show Elise and Marie watching.
Travel as a
yeah.
Elise is the marketing director here at the hotel. Marie runs the restaurant, and
they all want to see your nipple come off.
Clearly, they're some kind of what do you call it? Who likes to watch pain? Masochist? Whoever it is.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, good.
So is it, let me ask you this, is it the less hair or less pain?
That, when you press down on it, it stops the pain.
I see.
Yeah.
See, well, she's trying to tell you.
It does.
All right, let's do.
I have to take care of you.
You are.
All right, let's
you.
Do this. You agree on this.
Mm.
On the first one right here, on this other nip, let's go no hand so you can see how much difference the hand makes.
Oh, you mean her hand? Her
yeah.
pressing down on
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
So on this one, no hand.
I'll be your guinea pig.
Don't do the hand. We want to see the difference. Oh, no.
See, Shauna's...
Her face. I don't know if you can see her face, but it was...
Shauna's looking out for me. She didn't
is.
Want to do that. That was your suggestion.
Correct.
See how you
but
do it?
But look, this is an experiment.
Oh. I'm going to be honest.
She got a lot of hair on this one.
That feels great going on.
Yeah.
Not so much coming off.
Mm.
Great going on.
That hot wax.
That's a good move right there.
Yeah, that feels good.
Okay. Now we're going to do no hand afterwards. We want to see how much the hand really helps. Okay?
Okay.
All right, start counting to 10. Start counting to 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Supercalifragilistic.
It's professional. I cannot resist. Yeah.
It's professional. She's used to it. She tried to save you. So the hand makes a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for the love. Yes.
Wait, where's this mimosa?
It's gone.
You drank it. You had two drinks.
Yeah.
You had salted caramel crown and now a mimosa.
Well, you know, you can't go into this regular.
Oh. Now we're going outside of the left nip. For those keeping track at home.
Okay.
Outside left nip.
Thank you. Yeah. You're play by playing it?
What's people saying on the video, on the live video?
40-year-old virgin wax time?
Wax time?
59-year-old.
There's a
virgin.
Lot of people Thank wanting you. You to get a bikini wax.
Oh, bikini wax, not happening.
You do look younger. Oh, it didn't come off.
No, I still feel like God Almighty. Oh, son of
a
biscuit eater.
I know.
It's been a busy day.
She's firing up the crock pot, too. How's the temperature on the crock pot? Do you want hotter?
Oh, it's good. No, the most pleasant thing happening is warm wax getting put on.
She's analyzing.
I need to warm up a little bit because I try to keep colder. I try to keep colder wax, and it's already cold, so I need to warm up a little bit.
You don't mind the warmness, right?
Take a break. It's be nice.
All right, is this exactly like you imagine? Like, I know we all joke about it being painful. Is it on the level?
I had no idea what to expect other than watching Steve Carell in 40-year-old version.
Yeah.
Now that it's happening, all I can picture is somebody is removing hair that's been on my body since I was born. And it's got to be going down to the roots.
She's already said he looks younger already, doesn't he, Zana?
I can see skin and I can tell age, and you look younger.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Zana.
See?
Thank you, Zana.
I will try to compliment you. I just see your skin like professional, and your skin look conditioned younger than your age.
Come on with it, huh?
Thank you, Zana.
Come on with that.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling good about myself.
Now you got an ego boost. You're back in this, all right? We got the... Oh. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that swipe. That's a good swipe.
What are you... You want the biggest swipe with the worst injury. That's what you want.
No, I'm saying she got right up on that nip. This is a good one. This is a good one.
The listeners want a lot of body parts waxed.
Yeah, the listeners... Don't listen to the listeners. Yeah, don't...
Whoa!
Yeah.
What are the listeners? They're not looking out for
They're
my
awful.
Best interest,
no,
clearly.
They are going strictly comedy.
That one didn't hurt that much.
Do the ABC.
Oh, she didn't do one?
No.
Oh, I thought she did one. Oh, God, a Marty. Son of a. God. You're just not ready for it because Jana doesn't tell you when it's going.
That's good.
And you don't have to know. Because
It's better if he stays relaxed,
the best
right?
experience when you trying to keep talking with a customer, make him mind busy, you know, so he's not focused on the pain. This
See?
Is the way how to do successful wax.
See, if she was talking to you and she was like, 3, 2, 1, you'd be real tense and nervous.
It's a good call, Johnny. You're a pro.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
You're talking more. It's good.
You're talking more.
It still helps for your pain.
I feel like if somebody came in here without all this gear, just one-on-one with you, it would be, they'd be quiet, and you'd have to keep talking, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, there's the wax. That feels good. I'm all right with the wax. I'm all right with it going on. It's the wax off from the Karate Kid that I can't stand.
Goodness, the listeners want Brazilian wax, something
about bleaching. Bleaching?
What's bleaching?
No bleaching. No, we're not bleaching.
No. Brazilian wax is not happening, folks.
This is a good swaft right here she's got.
What do you mean? So what's your word there?
So
what's the first thing? You pull off two things.
Oh, your nipple came off, boo. Hey, It's just gone. It was there, now it's gone.
That's not even the one I cut off with the BB gun. It was this one.
She's getting in here. She's getting here. What? She sees an area. Oh, that's the closest one yet. Oh!
Ain't be good pie. Okay.
With Andy Griffith. So does that pull it off his chest? That little dab? Of course. Oh, that's to get it started.
What, the tab that you're about to rip?
The little tap, and then, yeah, and then all of a sudden, when you're not thinking about it, you're going to rip it off!
I tell you, after so many time waxing around, it's already not pain because your skin gets too used to the pain.
Oh, really? Has it gotten better at all?
We're doing bikini wax or Brazilian wax. We're starting from outside and going inside. So you get too used to the body, the pain, you know, and it's less and less and less pain.
So does this nipple hurt less than the first one?
No.
Yes, it does.
No, it's the same
pain.
It's the very same.
And now we got this one little patch of chest. You're good.
This is one armpit, another one.
We're not doing armpits.
Armpits.
No. Nope.
You used to shave your armpits anyway, right?
When I was on the swimming team back in whenever that was in the 70s, yeah, we did. We shaved our armpits.
Now you just do it once and it's done.
We thought it made us faster.
It does. It did. It did make you faster. Did you win?
Yeah, I won a lot.
Hello. Do you want to start winning again?
I'm not on the swim team anymore.
You can win again in life.
Just finishing this is a win for me.
By having the smoothest.
Oh, God almighty. Jiminy Christmas. What's happening?
She gave him a love tap.
I think that's the deepest shade of red.
He's red.
Oh, my God.
Perfect. Perfect, she says.
Perfect.
Look how smooth that chest is. Are you freaked out if I touch it?
Am I done?
Are you freaked
out? Am I done?
No.
Oh, no. What did I do?
Almost.
We're back.
I don't know what happened there.
I touch it. Do people do this?
I'm touching it. He can't even feel it.
Where else do people do this? I know Brazilian.
Bikini very popular, you know, especially here on the beach. And legs, hands.
Legs, okay.
Yeah.
Hands? Who's getting their hands waxed?
Mostly it's popular between girls. You know, sometimes we have a little bit. So.
What do the guys get waxed when they come in? Chest?
Unfortunately, they come in very seldom.
Okay.
Usually it's back. You know, sometimes, yeah.
No, don't get any ideas. Big Booty Judy was like, yeah. She's like,
Judy started chiming in.
Yeah, she's like, wait a second. He can get that wax on his back.
It's good. Are you a piece?
Whoa. Hmm?
Okay.
How's that?
It's
doing really good, Jimbo.
Yeah.
Are you touching my boot?
If I lay it smooth, it's smooth.
Any of that.
What's that? Oh, she's pulling out some stuff.
Cleaning, so
we will clean. How's that feel?
That feels good. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of course.
Yes. If you want this done, Jana's the one. When you come to Panama City Beach, come
Welcome,
see her.
Guys.
Woo! By the way, now we can see some redness.
Yeah.
The redness is starting to set in. But no hair.
Oh, my gosh. It looks totally different. It looks totally different.
So it's going to be like for 2 weeks until your body will create new roots. For 2 weeks, you're not going to have hair.
Two weeks?
2 weeks it takes. Okay. Wow. 2 weeks to grow back.
To get what are you putting on him now?
Again, it's individual, you know. Some of us body create faster roots, so it could be like less, but usually 2 weeks.
Now what's that, lotion?
This is cooling lotion, yes.
Okay. Does it feel good, Jimbo?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could see your face change when that started
this
hitting
I can do
up,
all
man.
Day, this lotion.
I could see that was a good experience for you right there.
How do you feel?
I'll tell you this. All the pain is 100% gone. That only happens when you yank the strip. Right now, I just feel like I can feel the air conditioning a little more on my chest because I don't have any hair on there anymore. Don't blow on my chest. We are not that kind of friends.
Did it feel good? Just admit it felt good.
Felt a little good.
Huh? Oh, what are we doing? What are we doing? She's got, oh, turning the fan on.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Here comes the fan.
This is spoil yourself day.
Man.
Hmm? What about you? What about you? Go ahead and get the whole front done. Get right here.
Stop it huh? right now.
Get the little happy forest.
Not happening.
From tip to tip.
Little happy trail.
No, not happening.
This is the end of the wax.
It's better?
Yes.
Oh, the fan blowing on it.
Much better. Now, this I could lay in for the next hour.
We're not. Yeah, massage, you just lay down and they go. Today's your whole day.
Woo!
We need some cucumbers on your eyes.
Right. Cucumbers on my eyes.
Yeah, detoxifies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm unfamiliar with all these things. I just like this room's cool. This bed's comfortable. The fan is awesome.
Judy, you've been in spa days before. How awesome is this room, this place?
This is top notch. I'm already in a different
mindset. Yep.
Uh-oh. Now you got to pay for massages when she comes.
Things happen now. Things happen.
Splurge. Jana, great job. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Welcome.
Thank you so much. You did a fantastic job.
Welcome to the spa. Anytime, just schedule your appointment, and we're going to take care of you.
Yeah.
We'll put your information.
Woo. Jimbo, job well done.
Job well done.
Say adios to the video.
Bye, y'all. Thanks for watching this very embarrassing thing.
Now we're off Facebook. How'd it feel?
It was, I mean, this. The
what'd you really want to yell?
Son of a fucking bitch.
Oh, me. Wow.
I am a massage therapist, and I love massages.
I've never had a massage.
Okay. Here we go. You do what you need. All right, now we are live. We've switched rooms. We're in the massage room. Jimbo, you've never in your life had a massage?
No, never. Never once had a massage.
No back massage? I mean, you've had like a girl, like, you know, you're at a party, do a little neck rub, but you haven't had a full-blown massage.
Never a serious, like, lay down on the table massage that means like a massage.
And we're here at the Aquarius Spa here at the Holiday Inn Resort Panama City, and I have...
My name is Tatiana.
And Tatiana is your massage therapist, right?
Yes.
Massage therapist. Now, I want you two to have your normal conversation, just act like I'm not even here. We're going to figure out how you enjoy your first ever massage.
Okay. Tatiana, thank you for doing this. Appreciate it. I'm looking forward to whatever is about to happen.
Well, from what I understand, Jimbo, this is your first time to have a massage, right? I'm going to have a few questions for you. So, have you ever had any surgeries, injuries, any places I need to be cautious about?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
Both shoulders have been operated on.
Okay.
So, I've had two shoulder surgeries, and I was going to ask you about shoulder massage, especially like targeting the shoulders.
Right.
Do you avoid that in that instance, or do you focus on it?
It depends. So when you had an appointment with your doctor last time, is he mentioned anything that massages are contraindicating for this type of injury?
No.
Okay, yes. So usually when you have any kind of injury and your doctor is approving it, massages are very beneficial.
Oh, good.
It helps to loosen up the muscles, and it really improves the range of motion as well, and all kind of benefits. Increase the blood flow in the system, detoxifying your body, so it's really good, yes. It depends on the pressure, you know. So we're going to see how your muscles respond to the pressure I apply, and we're going to adjust it accordingly.
Well, I'm super interested in seeing how therapy like massage can affect my shoulders, because because this one especially has a lot of pain to it in the in a regular day, and this one is somewhat painful, but they're both weak. They both lost a couple of parts of their rotator cuffs.
I've always wondered how massage would affect my shoulders.
He's excited.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get started then, and we will go from there.
So he needs to get naked, right?
So, are we gonna?
Well, let's
get naked.
You gotta get naked.
Let's start all that now.
Let me use the professional terminology. Okay. You're welcome to get undressed to the level of your comfort. Get under the sheet and blanket with the face down first in a face curdle. It's right here. Okay.
Right.
See? Okay. And I'm gonna step out, let you do all that, and I'm gonna knock in the door before I walk in. Okay. So you're gonna be under the sheet and blanket. And one more question. Are we doing just your back today, or you want to do full body massage?
Oh, no, just the back and the shoulder, okay. Especially the shoulders.
So, yeah, you, in this case, you probably want to have your bottom part on. You don't have to take it off.
I think you should get naked.
You shut up. You are the worst peer pressure guy in the
just
world.
Just take your shirt off. You're good. You've already got it waxed. You're good.
You don't have to step out. I'm just going to take my shirt off. We're fine.
Well, I usually do that, so I am stepping out for 1 second, and you are
I'm not leaving.
Do your thing.
I'm not leaving. I'm standing right here.
Put these right.
All right, we're gonna get his glasses down, showing off that brand new smooth chest.
How's it feel?
I hadn't looked at it yet.
You keep touching it.
It looks a little bit sexy.
You keep touching it.
By the way, now you've had a shot,
a mimosa, and 2 glasses of champagne.
3.
Okay. So that chest is the least of your worries.
Yeah.
This boner you're about to pop is.
Are you okay there?
Hang on. This is the first time a lady has locked on the door, and I had to say, wait, he's getting under the covers. All right, come in.
Okay.
He's comfortable. All right, he's face down. Oh, she's getting him comfortable. She's tucking him in.
Okay.
Tucking him in.
This face thing is awesome.
Yes, right? Just by laying on this table, it's make you feel comfortable already, isn't it? Okay. All right.
Jimbo, let's go underneath. How are you feeling already?
I mean, this is the most chill I've felt in a long time.
Right?
You might be liking massages after that, and you will become a regular client for the spa, right?
I'm telling
him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what's happening?
Well, we just call it rest and touch, kind of palpating the body and see what's going on.
Well, I'm all in.
All right, so she's going above the blanket now. He's face down. Oh.
Do you like eucalyptus or lavender fragrance?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. I'll mix both.
Yeah. Eucalyptus and lavender, Jimbo, is what you're about to get.
Oh, it smells freaking awesome.
All right, here we go. Jimbo's first massage. We're going to change your life, dude.
Take a few deep breaths.
Mmm, it smells good.
Okay, it's a eucalyptus and lavender. Okay.
Oh, that smells fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going covers back. You should have got the back waxed. We gotta let him be quiet. We gotta get in zen mode. Yeah. I'm totally ruining this for you, Jimbo.
It happens sometimes that people would like to speak, but it's up to the client, you know. I always love to engage in a nice conversation, but most of the time people come to relax and they just, you know, want
Shut
to be quiet.
Down.
Yeah.
I'm going to let Jimbo rest a little bit. I want this to be relaxing for him. Yeah. We're just having a nice conversation. Jimbo's...
Are you guys all from Alabama?
Yep, we're from Huntsville, Alabama.
Never had a massage.
No.
Well, Jimbo, why haven't you had a massage?
Just never. Kind of intimidated to walk in.
Yeah. Now is it intimidating?
No.
Now
it's.
You know exactly what you're getting into.
Oh, it's.
This is
awesome.
How's he feel? Does he feel tight?
Oh, I can feel tightness on his shoulders around the scapula. Well, it's pretty normal for a lot of clients. It's kind of most of the people, they hold their tightness in shoulder area and low back and neck. But it also depends what kind of work you do and, you know.
We're at a desk a lot. Yeah, he's at a desk a lot. Whoa. She's pinching stuff. Jimbo, does that hurt?
No.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wait, your whole shoulder is up, Jimbo. You can't see what she's doing. It's amazing.
I'm trying to apply medium pressure, not too hard, because you never had a massage. And if you apply too deep pressure, it's going to sore so much next day. Yeah.
Basically, she's taking it easy on you.
And also, whenever I come across like a tight spot, I have to kind of work it out. It will loosen up the muscles.
Jimbo, can you feel her touching knots?
Yeah, I just felt you touch a knot. It feels fantastic. You're not being too hard about it. You're being strong but reserved, if that makes sense.
She, by the way, you should have seen the move she just put on you.
You're welcome to adjust my pressure if you want to.
It's good.
Okay, awesome.
He said it's good pressure. She had a whole elbow on you right then, Jimbo.
It was fantastic.
All right, we're at the Aquarius Spa. Holiday Inn Resort, Panama City. Yes. Tatiana, right?
Yes.
They can call and get Tatiana to give them a massage. She's got this thumb thing going left and right. Swirling back and forth. Jimbo's got real quiet. 59 years old, never had a massage.
It's never too late to start, right?
Never too late to start.
It's true.
Big Booty Judy's in the background saying she's got a... She does a monthly massage. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Jimbo.
I think he's about to walk into relaxing.
Yeah.
You know, people don't really want it that cold.
He's getting... I'm going to let him fade away. All right. I'm going to pause the recording. Because Jimbo, I think, is falling asleep.
It's released toxins inside, so it's highly recommended to drink a lot of water after receiving a massage.
Yeah.
Yes, to make sure that you flush it out.
Does liquor count as water, alcohol?
I don't think so.
Okay, just checking. We know that's going to be consumed. Jimbo, how does that feel?
It's touching things that have never been touched.
From this angle, it looks super painful, but you are so relaxed.
Yeah. It's getting to that shoulder that's never been gotten to. Except
well, you see,
I'm going to take a picture so you can see this angle. It's craziness.
Yeah, it does improve range of motion and mobility of the shoulder complex. It should. Especially if you come on regular basic. You know, it's little by little, it's getting better. People who had a surgeries on the shoulder complex, the rotator cuff muscles, massages are the number one thing you would want to do.
That's exactly what I've had, is two rotator cuff surgeries.
You see?
So you could see how beneficial this is, Jimbo?
I mean, the stretch that's happening right now is a stretch that I can't do by myself.
Right.
So I can't think, but it's anything but beneficial.
Could you see yourself falling asleep? If I would shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could.
Okay, we're gonna take another pause. Okay, so Big Booty Judy just announced this is her favorite part of the massage. What are you doing to him?
All right, we are massaging occipital muscles, which is the base of the neck, where a lot of times it's a tension. And whenever you release tension in that area, the whole shoulder complex and neck complex can feel better, much more better. So it improves blood circulation and it improves neck range of motions as well.
So she's basically at the base of your hairline. Jimbo, what's going on here, buddy?
Heaven.
How's your occipital muscles feel?
I don't know. Everything feels amazing.
I mean, and scalp massage, it's just like nice, really. Yeah. Like icing on the cake. Yeah. Appointment then. You ready to schedule the next one?
Is there a time that you have to wait between massages?
That's a great answer.
Can you get a massage every day?
Yes, you can. Why not?
Why not? That is the question. Why not, Jimbo?
Well, I have the wrong job.
I think you could do it.
I need to...
This is definitely going to be your thing when you come back down to Panama City, isn't it?
100%. I've got to rethink my life now. I've got to have spa time.
And you haven't even, you're not even getting the full body, Jimbo.
I don't even know what that would be like. Would be hours of heaven.
What goes into a full body massage? You go legs to feet, everything.
We go leg, feet, arms, neck, and scalp massage. Yes.
Oh, Jimbo.
Mm. I am not opposed to trying that once.
Massage is a drug.
The best kind.
But it's so healthy drug, yes. If you call it that way.
She's got a pinch going. She's got rotating going, Jimbo.
It's awesome. I feel the thing she just felt.
I feel the thing she just felt.
Stopped at a knot, and I thought, well, there's a knot. You should stop. And about that time, she stopped.
She's reading your mind now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think a lot of guys get back massages? Or is it mostly females?
It's both.
Both?
Yes, it's basically the same percentage. It's whoever is in the spa. I would suggest 90% of people, they get back massage. Yes. And it's shoulder, neck, and low back. It's the most area they would like a massage. I mean, we're holding stress there. So, yes. And... look at the jobs. If you work on computer at the desk all the time, on the phone, you know, your shoulders get tight. So you got to see a massage therapist on a regular basis. You can have your own massage therapist or visit a spa in Panama City Beach.
Come on with it. I don't think Jimbo's fighting you.
All in.
Looks crazy.
You see, we're trying to get to the subscapularis, which is underneath the scapula. It's kind of hard, but
you are way up under that shoulder.
But It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Jimbo can confirm.
Thank you for being talkative to us and giving us feedback.
Not, not. All right, so we're coming to the end. Jimbo, what'd you think?
Oh.
Wait, she's getting something. Oh. Oh, what do you got?
One more amazing thing. It's a hot towels, which you put at the end of the massage. We use it for the back and for the feet as well.
Oh, Jimbo.
Just the back, so yeah.
Here we go.
And if it's too hot, just let me know. It shouldn't be.
Hope it burns him.
Oh, what's happening there? Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And soothing. And if some muscles get too aggravated by the pressure, it just help it. It's soothing. It's.
Is there anything on it, or is it just hot? Just hot water?
It's just hot towel. Mm-hmm, yeah. We put it in a hot towel cabinet.
The salon sundry.
Jimbo, you need a hot towel maker at your house?
Mm-hmm. And a personal massager. Masseuse.
Yes.
Massage therapist.
Get it right.
Whatever.
It's a massage therapist.
This is yeah, it's a massage therapist for both, for female and for the male gender.
Well, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're so glad you're enjoying it, Jimbo. It's Thank a pleasure you. To have you today in our spa.
Jimbo, how'd you feel?
It changed my whole demeanor.
I will tell you, now's the perfect time to tell you, that was my hands the whole time. I've been working on that. I didn't want to know what to tell you. Oh, now you're relaxing. Now she's got him back tucked in.
Fantastic, Tatiana. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you for coming to us. And I'm going to step out, let you get dressed, and I'll meet you up there, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect.
I've been telling you for a long time that SaveWithConrad.com can save you money, but don't take my word for it.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Mr. Baker?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave Silva. I'm calling from Save with Conrad. How are you today?
I'm all right. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Mr. Baker, if you don't mind, I'd like to take 2 minutes of your time to talk about your experience here with Save with Conrad.
Can do.
What made you go to Save with Conrad?
I was really bad into credit card debt, and I was trying to figure out like how I could finally get ahead of it. And I was just listening to the podcast one day. I'm like, what the hell? Let's message Conrad on Twitter. He messaged me back. It was talking on debt consolidation, and I was just running out of ideas, and I figured I'd give it a shot.
Now, I see here that that Derek helped you out through your process. What was your experience like with working with Derek?
I was very unprepared for a lot of stuff, and he was unbelievably patient. I could not speak highly enough of him. He was fantastic.
How much money were we able to save you?
I want to say it was like probably 15 grand in credit card debt. Oh, I had a personal loan too, so you could just go ahead and round that up to, it was about 20.
Do you have any suggestions on how our team can get better through this process for the next person that we were able to help?
Honestly, off the top of my head, no, because I don't know the process like you guys do, and everything for me was fantastic.
Now, would you recommend us to a friend or a coworker in the future?
Already have.
So what are you waiting for? Find out how much money you can save right now for free You don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket. Even credit scores in the 500s can be approved. And if we can't save you money, we won't waste your time. But because we're licensed in more than 40 states, we can help more families than ever before. Find out how much money you can save right now for free at SaveWithConrad.com. Oh, and did I mention you could skip your next two house payments? Hurry to SaveWithConrad.com.
NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lenders. Woo!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.